This year, a world-famous holiday site has its roots in Oneonta, New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
3, 2, 1, go!
Al Dick has owned Daddy Al's General Store in Oneonta for 23 years. Dick says Rockefeller Center approached him about the 75-foot-tall, 45-foot-in-diameter, 11-ton Norway spruce.
The tree is on the side of the road. And so Eric, the head gardener for Rockefeller Center, his daughter was going to Delhi College. So when he had time, he would ride around run around the city's area here looking for a tree. And he passed our tree, which is right next to the road. He immediately saw that, got the neighbor, asked the neighbor, and the neighbor sent him to the store in Oneonta. So we talked to him, and then that's how it went.
Dick says, like many other stores, his is not immune to the COVID-19 economy, and Daddy Al's General Store has seen a dip in sales.
It's not been increasing. It's been down. Since this fall, it's been pretty slow. So we're doing the best we can.
But Dick says they're still open and haven't had any trouble enforcing the city's mask mandate.
We're a local store. Everybody knows us, so, they're all doing it. And, we practice cleanliness, and so far we haven't had any problems at all.
Dick is an Army veteran who served in Vietnam and says it was only fitting that they came to take the tree to New York City the day after Veterans Day. Dick doesn't know if having his tree in Rockefeller Center would help business, but he says either way, donating it was the right thing to do.
It's a good thing because we want, this year's been terrible. Everything's been canceled. So we're happy that this one, the tree hasn't been canceled. It's a good thing to give to people. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
I'm Jackie Orchard for WAMC News.
My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just want